This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Iran is accelerating cyber activity that appears to be meant to influence the United States presidential election, Microsoft says. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
An intelligence report from Microsoft says Iranian groups have recently created fake news sites, impersonated activists, and targeted a presidential campaign official with an email phishing attack. A state government worker's computer was compromised. Microsoft warns that Iran's laying the groundwork to stoke political division and try to sway American voters this fall, a charge denied by Iranian UN representatives. Meanwhile, the U.S. government says Russia continues to pose the greatest threat for election disinformation, and China's influence is being monitored as well. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An Israeli airstrike targeted a car on the edge of Lebanon's port city of Sidon on Friday evening, two security sources told Reuters. They said it was not immediately clear who had been targeted in the strike. Israel has been carrying out strikes against members of Hezbollah and other armed groups firing rockets across the border from Lebanon. Israeli troops also launched a new assault into the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. The military says they're targeting Hamas fighters who they claim still operate there despite repeated offensives. American, Qatari, and Egyptian mediators have renewed their push for Israel and Hamas to reach a ceasefire deal. Israel said it would attend the August 15th talks called by the mediators. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day, for pictures, videos, stories, and more. Follow Voice of America on X, Facebook, and Instagram. This is VOA News. British authorities are preparing for the possibility of further unrest from far-right activists this weekend. AP correspondent Naeon Kim.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer sounded the note of caution.
We have to stay on high alert going into this weekend because we absolutely have to make sure that our communities are safe and secure and feel safe and secure.
Police across the UK are bracing for widespread disorder after far-right activists circulated a list of more than 100 sites they plan to target. A national critical incident has been declared, with 6,000 specially trained police on standby. Nearly 500 people have been arrested so far after anti-immigrant violence was fueled by misinformation about the identity of the suspect in a knife attack that killed three girls in Southport last week. Naeon Kim, London.
Catalan separatist leader Carles Puigdemont used straw hats and subterfuge to evade an arrest warrant in Barcelona and may still be hiding out in Spain, police said on Friday, as they faced a storm of criticism for failing to detain him. Puigdemont returned to Spain after 7 years of self-imposed exile, defied the warrant to address a rally of supporters on Thursday, then escaped in scenes worthy of a crime caper film. United States Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Democratic opponent Kamala Harris will debate on September 10th on ABC, setting up the first face-to-face matchup between the rivals in what polls show is an extremely close race. Reuters' Gabe Singer reports.
After Trump's comments, Harris spoke to reporters before leaving Michigan.
I'm glad that he's finally agreed to a debate on September 10th. I'm looking forward to it and hope he shows up.
An Ipsos poll published on Thursday found Harris had widened her lead over Trump. She leads Trump 42% to 37%, compared to a 37% to 34% lead over Trump in late July. Echoing a recent attack line from his campaign, Trump criticized Harris for not doing a press interview since she replaced Biden on the Democratic ticket.
She can't do an interview. She's barely competent.
Trump has conducted a steady stream of media interviews, though they are usually with friendly, right-leaning outlets and reporters.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. Trump appeared to confuse former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown with former California Governor Jerry Brown during a press conference on Thursday as he related a fantastical story of nearly dying in a helicopter crash. However, Brown, a longtime Democratic power broker who also served as Speaker of the California State Assembly, told the San Francisco Chronicle after Trump's press conference that he was never in a helicopter with the former president. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.